We now return to Unlocking Secrets for Women, a program paid for and sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. Now, back to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
We're back, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN, here on this beautiful Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you incredible, powerful, beautiful mommies out there and women who are working so hard to support your families. We're here, and that means support your families with or without a cash value, because I think women who are staying at home with their kids are doing a job. I don't know. I think, what is it worth? Probably $10,000 a month in wages, I would think. Childcare, teaching, carpooling, driving is a huge amount of money. So you moms who are staying at home too, you've got a job. You're doing a great job. And so we've got Bobby Hoadley here with us of Parley Communications, and Bobby is a communications, woman's communication expert, I think, because I think you figured it out, Bobby. I think you figured out what that missing key is, because I've worked what it is that you say, and I know it's true. We've got those missing keys for women in the workplace, how to communicate. Just before the break, we were talking about some of the mistakes that women make in communication, and one of them is that we break down and fall apart in our emotions. We sort of erupt and react instead of being strategic in the way we're going to handle something. But in order to be strategic, we have to first have those tools. And we were saying that we've got to sort of practice them maybe at home, in our home life first, so that, you know, maybe when our children say something, or our neighbor says something, or our girlfriend says something to us, or our husband that upsets us, right away then we begin to say, all right, let me learn some strategy here. Let me learn to practice at home so that when I'm out there and I'm caught off guard, I've got something. Same way that we teach CPR. I mean, everybody that learns CPR is terrified that they'll actually get a patient in front of them. But when that happens, they go over their training and they go back through the steps, the ABCs of CPR, and it comes back to them. And they might stumble a little bit along the way, but the more they do it, the better they are at it. And I know you teach strategic communication skills to help women learn how to communicate and get what it is that they need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have a lot of women who, in the very first class, I sort of try to give them a vision of what good communication looks like.
Perfect, because unless you see what it should be, you know.
Yeah, and what it can produce for them in terms of results. And and the feedback that I always get is that that's not being true to myself.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah. I've heard it. I was like, oh, well, so exactly how do you see yourself?
But in fact, I think if you learn the techniques, And you buy in to the reasoning behind our need to communicate effectively in the workplace. And what I say to them is, we're all there to do a good job. Everyone wants to do a good job.
That's true.
And everyone who knows how to do a good job will do it. And so you think of it in terms of the job, not in terms of yourself. But the truth of the matter is that if you learn to communicate effectively, you're going to be far truer to yourself. Because not only communication is not really about what you say,
exactly,
it's all about what is heard.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can communicate in a way where people actually hear you, and what you mean, and what matters to you in a way that is meaningful to them, then you've actually been truer to yourself than you were before, where you only literally weren't sharing with anyone effectively, and only was saying what was coming out of your head. So
that is very good. That is absolutely the truth. And you know what's interesting? I always say this because I hear women say that to me all the time. Well, I'm not being true to myself. I'm like, hold it. Just a minute. A great detective, if he's going to solve a crime, he does not have to be a murderer in order to understand how this guy is going to do this work. But he climbs inside the head of the criminal to see what it is that he's seeing so that he can then, you know, anticipate what his next move is. That's not him becoming a murderer. That's him smart. That's what I think women need to do.
And women who have a lot of feminine contact or who have a good sense of their femininity actually have kind of a skewed view of their communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's partly because if you're used to being with women and you're used to communicating with women, like, we crawl inside each other's heads and hearts all the time.
And sometimes uninvited.
Absolutely. But we can do that.
Yes.
And it's sort of like we totally shortcut the communication process.
Yeah.
But it is foolish of us to believe that we can go into a workplace situation or a situation with a mixed group or even women we don't know that well.
Mm-hmm.
And do that kind of communication. But there are women who think they can.
Yeah.
Who think, you know, I'm an excellent communicator because I talk all the time. And all the women I know, like, they're totally inside me. So clearly my communication is being heard. But I think they have a skewed viewpoint. They're almost too feminist.
Well, they're confusing friendship
absolutely.
With strategic thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it really is important for us to separate that out and say, yes, that is one of the beautiful parts of being a woman and having women who care about you and love you is that, you know, it's the easiest relationship in the world,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have to worry about our communication. And hopefully we develop that kind of communication with our husbands and our children, too.
Mm-hmm.
But objectively speaking, when we externalize that and we leave our homes and we leave our friends, there's another job there for
yeah.
us to do, and we need to understand that. And if we are ever going to break through that glass ceiling, we have to change the workplaces, cultures we're in, and we've talked about that already.
Mm-hmm.
Those workplace cultures are not defined by feminine values
no.
in any way at all.
No.
And yet our values are, I mean, everyone agrees. Our values are a real benefit to the workplace
yes.
and can actually create more success for any company and any business and any organization.
Absolutely.
If we're allowed to contribute them in a meaningful way.
Women are so passionate, they lock onto something like a bulldog,
mm-hmm.
and they won't let go of it until it's complete.
And the collaboration and the consensus that we can create is a recipe for success.
Absolutely.
But we get into overly competitive environments because
yeah.
they are historically, traditionally gender biased, and we don't react well because we haven't trained our communication techniques beyond our kitchens.
Yes, true.
And so we are handicapped. Right now we are handicapped. We need to create the kind of powerful women who change the workplaces and create workplaces that lead to everyone's success.
And
downplays the competitive aspects
right.
that lead to bullying, that lead to, the kind of gender bias that keeps women down
mm-hmm.
and doesn't allow them to negotiate honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very interesting because I've encountered, as I'm certain that you have, being in the position that you're in, you obviously speak this from a passion yourself because it's known to you. And the same with me, when I am negotiating together with a man, I find that I have to be extremely strategic mm-hmm. in how I'm going to present information. My objective is I want this man to listen to me. What is it that I need to be able to do to get him to actually hear what I'm saying? And I, you know, a practice over the years, you know, even being married is great practice to find
yes.
out what works and what does not. What is it going to get his attention and what isn't going to get his attention? And I think women that think, well, I'm compromising myself. Ladies, don't even think that. Think, I'm actually very, very intelligent. And I haven't been using that portion of intelligence, that smart, strategic mind of mine, to actually get my needs met. It's like a mother. We just did this fundraiser at the Penn Pacific for Marguerite Dixon Transition Health, which, by the way, thank you for everyone for participating. It was very successful. And one of the things that we learned about women in domestic violence situations, they're incredibly strong women. They're strategic in how they're going to get their kids out, how they're going to get safe, what the steps they need to take. They plan and they work. They're very, very intelligent. And for a woman to be perceive herself as weak, you know, the truth is she's not. We can endure so much more, way beyond the call of what many other people, and it's a gift that women have, and we need to utilize it for our benefit.
Yes.
So in talking that way, Bobby, specifically now, how could we, for instance, there's two ways to communicate with people. There's a way to communicate with men and a way to communicate with women in the workplace. If you've got a woman who's a boss, who is likened herself to a man and has sort of forgotten that incredible quality that she has. And she is cutthroat and abrupt and rude and cutting. What is the best way for a woman to approach another woman who exercises and misappropriates her power like that?
Okay. Wow.
That's tough, isn't it?
Well, it's a long process.
It is.
A long learning process about how to manage in those situations.
So if you're going to make a first step.
The first steps, I would say, is don't deal with the most difficult people first. Practice your skills with the people who are less difficult.
Right.
Only because you're going to feel such stress having to approach such a powerful adversary,
yes,
that you're not going to come off well if that's your first try.
And sometimes you only have one or two shots.
Absolutely.
So
again, you need to be strategic about it. You need to exercise the skills that you need to be successful. And basically what I try to teach is, number one, if you're going to be a good communicator, you have to be a good listener.
Very good.
And again, that's our kitchen communication, right? The people in our kitchen, we know well enough that we don't really have to listen to everything they're saying, and we're not always very good listeners. But when we're not with like-minded people, it's extremely important for us to really pick their brain, to understand who we're speaking to, so that we know how to tailor our message to be heard. So listening is the first. The first step is pausing, not reacting.
Right.
Learning to pause, learning to take stock of the situation and strategically plan how you're going to deal with it. Second step, become a really good listener.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick the brains of the people.
Because they'll give you clues, won't they?
Absolutely. And you know what? We're women. It doesn't take much brain picking for us to figure things out.
Yeah.
We're very intuitive. Then learn to give feedback, objective, externalized feedback.
In other words, so what you're saying, when you say your boss, what you're saying is you want this from me, or to be able to hear, sort of parrot back to them what they're saying.
Well, that's part of the active listening process. Feedback itself is actually like a closed loop. What you are giving them is your perception of what they just said to you.
I see.
Right? So give it back to them.
And that's
right?
Important to do that because maybe they don't know how they're coming across.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of times they don't. They don't really understand the power of what it is that they're saying. Well, we're going to continue this in our last segment here. It's just so exciting. It's such a big topic. We need like 2 hours, maybe three, to talk about this because it's so big. And we'll be right back here on Unlocking Secrets for Women.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.